The COVID-19 pandemic has left us with a couple new habits and workplace trends like work-from-home policies as remote work became the norm for most people. While at first this seems like a net positive for most, remote work also has its costs too, whether money comes out of your salary for a new desk setup or you're shouldering a more expensive utility bill. And then on the far end of the spectrum, you have CEOs who have now banned remote work from home and expects employees to be in the office. So what is the real cost of working from home? I'm Christy I, and you're watching The Cost of Everything, where today we're going to be examining the pros and the cons of work from home. And is this trend good for workers or employers? Working from home has many benefits, including saving time on commute, which is a big one. In US, one-way commute on average is 27.6 minutes, which means that it takes nearly an hour for most people to commute both ways each day. Keep in mind, this is an average number, and there are those commuting as far as 2 hours one way each day in certain metropolitan areas of the country. Meanwhile, in China, the average one-way commute time in Beijing reached 48 minutes, which was the highest among China. Cities with the largest commute times in the world include Lagos, Nigeria at the very top, with an average of 66 minutes commute, followed by San Jose, Costa Rica, with 64 minutes. Los Angeles is close behind at 61 minutes. Not to mention the crowds and the rush during commuting. In India, 23 million passengers commute by train every day, with some hanging onto the sides of the train as there's usually no room for everyone on the actual train. Another great benefit of working from home includes having greater flexibility with your schedule, which is especially helpful if there are children in the household. This saves the employee money that would otherwise be spent on transportation, gas, and childcare. Money is also saved when eating lunch at home and not having to spend on work clothes and dry cleaning all the time. Many remote workers have reported increased productivity due to working from home. It also allows for more quality time with the family as there's more face time and no wasted time on commute. And this flexibility is extremely important for mental health and happiness of employees as it is better for their work-life balance, something that is extremely important to the younger generation. And perhaps one of the biggest benefits is that working from home gives one the ability to live wherever they want to, not because they have to live close to work. This usually makes the living situation cheaper because they're no longer stuck to a metropolitan radius and more enjoyable as there is more space outside of work. So now let's bring in Jay Jones, president of Always on PR, who is 100% working remotely. So Jay, what percentage of employers had work from home programs before the pandemic, and how about now after the pandemic?
No, well, the thing about it is, before the pandemic, your home was a place for relaxation and eating and dining. But during the pandemic, your home became a place of hustle and bustle because more and more people started to work from home and it got busier. So you had to start carting off spaces. For instance, if you had you can't eat in the living room because your dog, you can't work in your living room because the dog is there, the wife is there, the TV's there, everything you used to relax and chill is there. So then you had to find a space, a guest room, a kitchen, and you had to kind of cut that place off, you know, because you couldn't get work done. People do like to work from home, though. Those are the stats.
Now, do you think employers actually like having a work from home policy, or do they perceive work from home employees as less valuable and less productive?
Well, the buzz on that is you want a happy, healthy workplace, no matter what. So the employers don't mind having, you know, the work from home, the WFM from home, as long as there's communication going on. There are times when they feel that the only time work starts to decrease with the work from home is for instance, emails don't go answered. There's a long pause. People take time away without letting the employers know. But the policy now, as an employer myself, is that You want people to be happy. You want to bring the stress down so much if you're going to work from home. But communication is essential. It is absolutely paramount.
And do you think that a lack of a workplace culture and camaraderie is detrimental for companies in the future?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I understand that. No, the water cooler conversation is not as important. But what is crucial is that technology has caught up with working from home. So it's not as detrimental as it sounds. You know, yes, we want to brainstorm. A lot of times, it took me a long time to get used to working from home. I started in Los Angeles, and I'm used to going into the office, having the water cooler conversation, having a laugh around the coffee pot in the morning, and so forth of that nature. But now you don't do that. Technology has caught up. There's better devices, so we can communicate. We can do like we're doing now. We can telework, and we can communicate, Zoom in, and so forth. So that's okay, as long as technology's come up, and you have to reset the culture. The work culture has to be reset. So therefore, you know, my generation and our parents' generation, they're like, no, I need to talk to Joe and Bob and Susie now. But you and I, we don't need to talk to Jay and Roxy anymore. We're like, okay, I'll text you. You know, there's a Zoom meeting at X amount of time. Be there, be on time, and smile.
And Jay, how much money does an average person save working from home than if they were to work in the office?
Well, there's two folds to that question. The employees are not necessarily losing money because the employees want you to be, like we said, happy, healthy, stress-free. The employer wants you to be those. The employee are actually saving money. You know, they're saving about $5,000 on just transportation. You know, the commute, your tickets, your monthly passes, however you drive in the parking, etc. You're saving. But what you're missing is what employers, firms are trying to do. I'm not doing it per se. I just try to do nice things as well. You know, I may send a flower or a basket or something like that. But the corporations, especially the ones that want you in the business, like the financial corps and the Googles and some of the big tech firms, they're adding gyms. They're adding community workspaces. They're adding chefs. They're adding bar mitzvahs. They're like having a Starbucks in there. They're buying you lunches. You know, they're doing all these things to entice you to come back so that you do have that sense of, oh, I love being at work and it's better than leaving my house. Because what happens is you don't mean to get lazy, but you can lose some of the skills. Like in our business, for instance, you know, everyone's used to, you know, zooming in on those interviews. Now, the television industry and the motion picture industry, they want you back in the studio. And you know what? You forget, oh, I got to put my IFB on. Like we were saying earlier, you're like, Jay, you got to shift to your right. You got to shift to your left. Look at the camera. Where are you looking? You're looking like off to Mars. So there are some skills that that you need to polish up by coming back into the workplace. So that's why employers do want that to come back.
Thank you so much, Jay, but please stick around. Jay will be joining us after the break, and when we come back, we will be discussing what are the true costs of working from home and what do employees lose when choosing to work remotely. We'll have more after the break.
С учетом того, что на Украине с 2014 года шла гражданская война, для черной трансплантологии Украина стала это просто золотым дном.
Это Израиль, это Германия, Канада, Франция. Они очень заинтересованы в украинцах, потому что это дешевый материал, платить много не надо.
Там были найдены тела, которые находились без органов.
Бойцов скрывали на линии боевого соприкосновения.
Когда будет произведена демилитаризация Украины, будет военный трибунал, будет отдельное слушание по черным трансплантологам. Большой и очень серьезный судебный процесс.
Thank you. Take a fresh look around at life. Kaleidoscopic, isn't it? A shattered reality distorted by power. Tired vision with no real opinions. Pictures designed to simplify or confuse. Who really wants a better world? And is it just for the chosen few? Fractured images presented as fact. Can you see through their illusions? Going underground can.
Unit 731 was a unique organization in the history of the world. What they were trying to do was to simply do nothing short than build the most powerful and most deadly biological weapons program that the world had ever known.
それを各班にな作らして、それで細菌性を背負ったんや。取れたてな、その一回菌を作るのに3人ぐらい殺しよったんや。一般の丸太、木の丸太ですね、人間とも思わなかったんではないかと思いますよ。赤ちゃんのな、入った女の人を解剖してな、赤ちゃんを標本に入れるんや。お母さんも殺してな。14歳の子供ですからね、まだやっぱり病気にかかった人、怪我をした人、こういった人の治療をやったりすると思ってたんです。ところが、しまいにはね、細菌性の専門技術員だろうというような、ことが出てきましたけれども。
Welcome back to The Cost of Everything. While working from home has great many benefits, there are just as many negatives. There's a distinct lack of social interaction as communication with managers and coworkers isn't the same when conducted through a screen. There's a lack of chit-chat where friendships, camaraderie, and bonds are formed in a natural office setting. As such, there's less of a work identity and office culture that usually bonds teams that have to work together. Many who work from home expressed feeling lonely and also misunderstood, as it is difficult getting the right tone through digital communication without body language or other cues. And for some, working from home means more distractions at home that they have to cater to constantly, and that makes concentrating very difficult. The lack of a schedule also leads to undisciplined schedules and deadlines. Managers are not present and there's no social pressure to appear busy when there's no one looking over your shoulder. So a tremendous amount of self-discipline is required to not waste time on social media. There's also the cost of setting up a home office, which requires space and materials that one may not have access to. And these home offices can be costly, especially if it requires special technology and faster internet service. And this was a big problem at the beginning of the pandemic, as learning how to use these messaging and telecommunication platforms like Slack or Zoom was a big challenge. And even if they could use it, many didn't have the required internet bandwidth, leading to many frustrated dropped calls, miscommunications, and other inefficiencies. Other amenities that are usually at an office, things like free lunches, access to office gyms, game room breaks, and holiday celebrations, little perks that disrupt the routine, make the day more enjoyable, are no longer there. As such, having the motivation to succeed and advance in your career becomes more difficult when the routine becomes mundane, doing the same thing every day with no positive interruptions from colleagues. Workers are less creative, as many ideas are formed from spontaneous interactions and brainstorming over coffee. There's also less FaceTime with managers, which can affect how bosses and others perceive you at work. If you're not in the office and others are, managers may be unintentionally biased against you, where contributions aren't noticed or appreciated as much by your team. And finally, There's no physical separation between work and leisure time, making the shift to post-work relaxation mode that many take for granted more difficult. And for more, let's bring in again Jay Jones, president of Always on PR. So, Jay, what industry profits the most from work at home?
Well, I think the industries that profit the most, many industries are changing, like medical industries are changing to work at home. So financial industries are changing. You know, the banks are changing. You could do some of the stuff at home, your ads and your apps, even though I was like blah, 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 on my app just now. Those firms are changing the most to allow you to telework, you know. But there are industries that do struggle with it, legal industries. You know, some doctors still have to make a hospital appointment. The movie industry, you know, is not really able to telework as much. Or the entertainment industry, the show business industry that I'm in. You can't tell. I can call a client and book them. But now the trend is becoming more that we're leaning back into studio. So it's tricky. Manufacturing, banking, they're profiting from remote work.
And what industry is working from location absolutely necessarily and have the least amount of remote work flexibility?
Right. Because money's the big issue. You know, listen, if your firm, for instance, you personally, I personally, we probably save at least $5,000 on just transportation. But if you take vacation and work and time off, you save more. But the corporation, they're saving hundreds, but they're not valuing that. No more paper products, no more coffee, no more water. That adds up to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. In some cases, if you have like 400, 500 employees, like the Wall Street companies, Morgan Chase, some of these big firms, they're saving limousines. CNN's saving probably $1 million in car services alone. But the employers, you and I, let's just say, we're saving. We're definitely earning, you know, saving money. The commute is extinguished. You know, you get up, you do your exercise, and you jump on the phone.
And do you think there's productivity and benefits lost when there's no in-person interaction amongst colleagues? And is company culture and a strong team morale built by social interaction a necessity in the workplace? Or is all of that an unnecessary distraction that is nice, but not necessary to produce good quality work? And how exactly would you quantify something like that?
I know, I just really think the Wall Street business wants people in the office. I find that the big startups, the big investment capitalists, they want you in. I think it's a mindset more than the reason, but they feel it's just a better culture. It's a better culture for getting the job done, for having, because you have so many employees, for working off each other. However, they still understand that if you need to do some baby care and you can't be in, you can hybrid some. So the hybrid program has also come into a very effective way in the job industry. I mean, it's just, we're resetting the world. But stress has played a big deal because, frankly, many people who started working remotely do not want to go back to the office. They really want to stay at home and work. It's just, it reduced their stress. They figured they could get some things done. They can, you know, baby care, child care, you know, dog walking, so forth and so on, that you can really get to just level your stress. And the bottom line is a happy life is a better work productivity.
Now, there are arguments on both sides, with some people saying that work from home causes people to slack off. But others actually say working from home, you're putting in more hours because you're answering emails around the clock. So which one is true?
Well, for me, you know, it was more mental health. I started doing this in Los Angeles. It was the reason I was, my work at home, my WFM policy allowed me to leave Los Angeles and move to New York because I wanted to come to the bigger market. And so it allowed that because I was able to establish a work at home policy for me and my firm. And it was beneficial because a lot of the stuff, like I said, you got to get devices. The problem is when I travel, when I was in D.C. last week, I have to take like 3 or 4 devices. I take my phone, I take an iPad, I take a laptop to do that work. So that's a little bit of a nuisance, but you are able to benefit and not miss a call. My whole quote in life is like, I can't miss a call. I can't miss a call, even though I missed your call 3 times this morning. Initially, there was a little bit of like more slacking off. You're like, I'm just going to take a nap at 4 in the afternoon. You know, I'm just going to crash. Or I may start happy hour early. But now I think, now that the world and technology and we kind of reset the way we think, I don't think we're slacking off. I think we're not balancing our life. Because I could probably call a person and say, hey, can you do this? Or someone might call me. I mean, I get calls all day long and all evening long, 5 in the morning. Hey, you got somebody? Or 4 in the afternoon or throughout. The business is one thing. But it all comes down to communication. Hey, Kevin. Hey, Keith. Hey, you know, Courtney. Hey, Jackie. You didn't respond to that email. Let's talk about it. Let's have an 8 o'clock meeting. Communication. Communication. You have to have that communication back and forth. That's essential. If you're in touch with somebody, if they're in touch with you, you're in touch with me, you're normally not going to miss off. You can't be MIA. You can't take a nap for 45 minutes at noon. You'd be like, oh, no, I got a noon meeting. You know, you can't be on your Peloton all morning long, you know. What the U.S. does do is we work more hours. That's for sure. A lot of the remote, I was looking at this, a lot of the remote work seemed to start in Korea and Eastern Europe. But the U.S., we've gained on that. And in addition to that, we're like redlining the amount of hours we're working. Like right now, you're probably working like, what, 14 hours a day remotely or some days. Probably working on the weekends as well. Saturday, Sunday morning, you normally used to go to maybe church or brunch. That phone is ringing. You're like, oh, man, let me have a pancake. Oh, shit, you know, the bank just crashed. I got to see ya. I got to run to the office. I got to run home. You know, you can't take 5 computers to brunch.
Working from home definitely seems like the trend now. And obviously, many employees like this. But what about the employers? Do employers prefer working from home or from location employees?
You know, it depends on what type of person you are. It really does go back to that kind of, you know, health and wellness thing. I mean, it gets a little, you know, PhD-ish in a way because, you know, yes, I for one, really miss it. You know, it's like you and your dog. It's like, I'm having a conversation with my dog or your TV becomes your company. So it does kind of break you down if you don't have anybody around because you do need that positive energy waking up every day, always at work. What happens is if you stay in working mode or you work from home, you stay in work mode. So you're on your computer, frankly, from the time you might get up like 6 in the morning until maybe midnight, and you don't have the life-work balance, which is essential just for you to be a better person. I think, and I have to balance it, I think it's going to be hybrid. I really do think it's going to be hybrid in some ways because I know if I could myself, I would say, hey, if we're working in the office, why don't you take August? Take August and work remotely. But the key is to working remotely, it's not a vacation. So if someone says work remotely in the whole month of August, that doesn't mean you're going to Greece with 6 of your best friends staying in an Airbnb on the Mediterranean and not picking up the phone call. So it's a difference between working remotely and vacations. I think hybrid's going to go more. I think we're going to get a little bit more working remotely. I think it's going to increase because of the health. Because there's so much going on, as you know, with crime and this and that. Everyone's like, or can be walking ticking time bombs because we don't have the balance. Remote working and the rethinking and the resetting of the job and the industry allows you to have a better work-life balance, which equals, as we said earlier, a better productivity.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, it seems like the main winner here are the employees who benefit from a more flexible schedule and work-life balance by working from home. But actually, many employers are also a fan of this trend. For many employers, a flexible remote work option is a huge benefit for possible employees, allowing for better retention and engagement and fewer turnovers. Turnovers are very costly for businesses, as then they are saddled with the cost of scouting, hiring, onboarding, and training, all which contributes to lots of productivity. This is especially true when it comes to executives, which are much harder to replace. Other employers get to save on rent, utilities, and other office bills through remote work. Not only that, but larger companies like Facebook found that by allowing executives to work in various cities across the country, they could actually save millions of dollars by adjusting their pay to the city the executive chooses, as the cost of living in Iowa is significantly lower than the cost of living in San Francisco. Remote work also allows employers to expand their job pool and improve the quality of their organization by hiring the best possible candidate, regardless of their location. So while this new trend is a net positive, unfortunately, not every position and industry can allow for the kind of flexibility remote work has to offer. Industries like construction, oil and gas, factories, and manufacturing all require personnel at location. I'm Christy Ai. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you right back here next time on The Cost of Everything.